KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. And joining us here in the studios, we've got Dan Jr. and Dan Sr. Althouse. And, well, you've heard one of the songs that you wrote. Writing, does it come easy to you? How do you go about writing a song, Dan?
Well, I'll tell you what. Sometimes writing comes very easy. I'll be thinking about one thing, and something will pop into my head, and boom, there's a song.
Yeah.
And even the melody of the song hits you right at that time, and there it is. And there's other times when I have an idea, and I need to convey a message, and man, it takes for I can't figure out how it's going to go. It might take me a year to figure out how the song's going to go or put it together.
All right.
So now, it's easy, and it's hard.
I was going to say, now, do you draw from life experience? I know a lot of people do that. You mentioned that with the first song we heard.
Yeah.
Now, do you do that? You know, you'll be doing something in life, and all of a sudden you'll go, hey.
Yeah, that's the part that comes easy.
Okay.
So if I have a life experience, it's easy to figure, well, this is what I want to say in my song. This is how I want my song to feel. That part's easy. It's a song that I'm writing maybe for somebody or an idea that somebody gave me.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Because you're not feeling it at first.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you know, because you're not drawing from those same kind of life experiences, so you're trying to write for somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, before we hear the next song, tell us a little bit about the Victory Trio. I know you do things on your own, but
yes.
Tell us about the Victory Trio.
Go ahead, Dad.
Well,
yeah.
we sing in churches.
Okay.
And other things. Weddings.
Okay.
Funerals. But, and we sing on the beach in Oscoda.
We've sung out of the band shelter, yeah.
Yeah, in the band shelter. Last three years we've sung.
All right. Now, who makes up the trio?
Well, I do.
Okay.
And Danny.
All right.
And actually, Dan's the... I call him Danny.
That's all right. You can call him Danny.
Is the main singer. Tim Meyer.
Okay.
Plays the bass.
All right.
And sings the high part.
Okay.
Then we have a drummer.
Oh, okay.
And his name is
Paul Michelle.
Paul Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And he does a nice job.
Yeah, he's really good.
Now, do you write songs for the trio also, or is it more inspirational kind of gospel-y music instead?
A lot of gospel music,
yeah.
Gaither-type music.
Right.
I've written a few of the songs. Timmy has written a couple songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tim likes to take existing songs, change the words around.
All
so
right.
People are familiar with the melody.
Gotcha.
I don't like to do that too much because then I find myself singing the song the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. That would make sense. Sure.
So,
yeah.
So it really messes me up to do that.
Well, you know, let's talk about the next song. They Died for This, a patriotic kind of song, right?
Yes. That is... a from the heart song.
Okay.
Right there. There's a lot of people that they don't appreciate what people have gone through to bring us where we are today.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's people that have lived and died for this country, and there's so many people right now that they just have no idea.
You bet.
The cost.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. Did either of you serve?
No.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
So this is kind of your way of giving back that way then.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, growing up in Colorado Springs, we knew a lot of people that did serve in the
sure.
Air Force
right.
and the Army. You know, we've been lucky. We didn't have to sacrifice like they did.
Exactly. The song is called They Died for This, written by Dan Althouse Jr., I guess.
Yep.
We'll here in KJC Country and WKJC.com.
They came here looking for freedom. They didn't want anything for free. They knew it wouldn't be easy, but they paved a path for you and me. Men and women, blood, sweat and tears, they gave it all in spite of all their fears. So who are we to forget? Even after all these years, oh, just look at all us now, and how we turned it all around, and all the sacrifice so easy to dismiss. Do you think they died for this? All I hear is complaining, and what's in it for me? So many think that they're a victim, with no responsibility, just waiting on somebody else to fix the problems they should fix themselves. And while the American dream just sits there on a shelf, oh, just look at all us now and how we turned it all around, and all the sacrifice so easy to dismiss. Do you think they died for this? Well, I still think it's not too late to bring that spirit back that made this country great. Oh, look at us now and how we're turning it around, and all the sacrifice you just can't dismiss. Yeah, they died for this.